to our Maundy-Thursday service. In an upstairs room they gather. They gather for the Passover, for all is prepared. Some are fearful, most are anxious. Jesus looks around and loves them all, his most beloved friends. He knows what will happen. He feels the tension in the room. He loves them and is afraid for them. And so now a gathering prayer. Let us pray. Lord, as we meet in the gathering gloom to commemorate the extinguishing of your light, we offer you our praise that you, who was born of light, embraced the darkness of our world, shared the insecurity of homelessness, and walked with those who live in fear. As we meet in the gathering gloom, may our prayers be the shelter in which your hope lives. Amen. Readings tonight come from the Gospel of John. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world, having loved his own, he loved them to the end.
I love them. I have always loved them. Even now, after 3 years of being together, I wonder if they understand how much love matters, how much I care about them, and all the others who have listened to me and who have tried to live in love. I know what is going to happen to me. I know what Judas will do. I know how Peter will behave. I know that I have to leave them. I know that I am going back to God. Tonight, I was as clear as I could be. I washed their feet. I acted as their servant. And I told them that if they wanted to be blessed, they needed to be loving servants to each other. Peter, as always, had a lot to say. The others talked among themselves. Judas said nothing. The story I told them as clearly as I could, to love each other. I told them with water and a towel. I told them in my words, and I told them in my actions. I love them. I have always loved them. I will love them until their time in this world is ended. I will love them forever.
Our hymn is 372, written by the late Leith Fisher of the Iona community. Lord Jesus, as the shadows long are stealing, across your path we turn and see you kneeling, with towel in hand, the servant way revealing, all for our healing. Let us pray. Loving God, we have not heard yet the story of the Last Supper. Instead, the foot washing, which looks forward to a new kind of community, a community where all are welcome and all have a place to live safely and all have a place to take their shoes off, a place where even the feet of Judas are washed. Lord Jesus, may that kingdom come. Amen. Let us listen now to John's telling of the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." Our hymn is 374, "The Servant King." From heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled, not to be served, but to serve, and give your life that we might live. It would not have been much of a table if there were no stories to go with it. If it was just bread and wine, would it have been worth passing on from generation to generation? If it was just another Passover, all history would not have been focused on this reinterpretation. Tonight we are separated by time and place, but as we sit together in our different places, we remember many things. We remember the prodigal returning to a feast where a reluctant brother and a gushing father are rejoined by a lost son. A feast where not everyone was happy, nor everyone understood. Around this table, we remember the boy with the basket, the 5 loaves and a couple of fish, and the generosity that set them apart. Where some find a miracle in the quantity of food, and some find a miracle in the grace of sharing. Around this table, we remember the Saviour in the fields of gold, taking the wheat and sharing it with disciples, and the Sabbath dispute between hunger and holiness, and those who refused to see the connection. Around this table, we remember the Zacchaeuses of the world, the tree climbers, finding themselves invited to their own homes for a kingdom meal about which everyone gossiped and stoked their righteous anger. Around this table, we remember the Pharisee and the prostitute, one offering a meal and the other a sacrifice, one who wanted conversation and the other who wanted nothing except to let the world see in the pouring of expensive perfume the kind of guest they welcomed and how heaven had just walked into the room. And in such a room we now sit, a table set with stories, and gathered around it the doubters and the sinners, the betrayers and the deniers, heaven's unique guest list. Here all are included, for love hosts, love invites, love welcomes, love forgives, and love breaks the bread and shares it, and in the power of the Holy Spirit it is blessed and broken and spilt and shared, all for your glory, Lord our God. At home, please now break your bread, and if you have others with you, share it with them. Love pours the wine generously, making sure all have enough. At home, take your glass or your tumbler and drink. We know this meal is the body and blood of the broken and then risen Christ. That night they ate and drank in innocence. Only Jesus knew what was to come. In this bread and wine, as Jesus is arrested, we are set free. But tonight there is no peace. Tonight we travel with him to the garden, to sit with him and wait, to pray, to grieve. Our hymn is 377. Go to dark Gethsemane, you that feel the tempter's power, your Redeemer's conflict see. Watch with him one bitter hour. From his grief turn not away. Learn of Jesus Christ to pray. And now may the blessing of the Son, who kneels and washes our feet, call us out from our comfort and our safety to embrace and serve those we meet on the journey. May the blessing of the Spirit, who weaves dreams of a new community, call us out from our comfort and our safety to provide welcome and hospitality to strangers as well as friends. Amen.